The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, texts number 8 and 9. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on December 23rd, 2012, in Sydney, Australia.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om namo bhagavate
Rasoham apsukanteya
Rasoham apsukanteya
Prabhasmi shashishuryayo
Prabhasmi shashishuryayo
Vranavasarvavedeshu
Vranavasarvavedeshu
Shamdake parashamnishu
Shamdake parashamnishu
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and the ability in man. Purport. This verse explains how the Lord is all-pervasive by His diverse material and spiritual energies. The Supreme Lord can be preliminarily perceived by His different energies, and in this way He is realized impersonally. As the demigod in the sun is a person and is perceived by His all-pervading energy, the sunshine, so the Lord, although in His eternal abode, is perceived by His all-pervading, diffusive energies. The taste of water is the active principle of water. No one likes to drink seawater because the pure taste of water is mixed with salt. Attraction for water depends on the purity of the taste, and this pure taste is one of the energies of the Lord. The impersonalist perceives the presence of the Lord in water by its taste, and the personalist also glorifies the Lord for His kindly supplying tasty water to quench man's thirst. That is the way of perceiving the Supreme. Practically speaking, there is no conflict between personalism and impersonalism. One who knows God knows that the impersonal conception and personal conception are simultaneously present in everything and that there is no contradiction. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya established His sublime doctrine, Achuncha Bheda Bheda and Bheda Abheda Tattva, simultaneous oneness and difference. The light of the sun and the moon is also originally emanating from the Brahma Jyotir, which is the impersonal effulgence of the Lord. And pranava, or the omkara, transcendental sound in the beginning of every Vedic hymn, addresses the Supreme Lord. Because the impersonalists are very much afraid of addressing the Supreme Lord Krishna by His innumerable names, they prefer to vibrate the transcendental sound omkara. But they do not realize that Omkara is the sound representation of Krishna. The jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness extends everywhere, and one who knows Krishna consciousness is blessed. Those who do not know Krishna are an illusion, and so knowledge of Krishna is liberation, and ignorance of Him is bondage. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapara Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Badijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishangam Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashchacha Devsha Tadane. This verse, this is the taste of water, is very sweet. Pure water, not the polluted water. The taste of pure water is very sweet. This verse is also has a very sweet taste, especially for me. Because the first time I saw Prabhupada, it was a beautiful summer day in Golden Gate Park, San Francisco, USA. Prabhupada had just arrived at the airport. First time I ever saw him, I was there in the greeting party at the airport, and then he headed directly from the airport to the Ratha Yatra site. And he got on Subhadra Devi's cart, and before the parade, he gave two lectures. One at the beginning of the parade and then one at the end of the parade. And that lecture at the beginning of the parade, that was very powerful. That was the first time I heard Prabhupada in person. Actually, in those days, we didn't even have recordings. I mean, we just had that one record album, you know, the Hare Krishna Mantra Adra. The Cape Ministry hadn't started yet. So to actually even hear the recorded lectures of Prabhupada was practically very difficult to do. Sometimes you would hear them on a big reel-to-reel tape machine, which is very cumbersome. Somebody didn't have a big reel. And that, you know, you might hear it there, but it's not easy even to hear a lecture of Prabhupada in those days. But there I was, right in front of him, and he was giving a lecture from Subhadra Devi's car. And he quoted this verse. And of course, the first time you can understand how it would make a deep impression. The first time I'm there in front of my spiritual master and he's giving this lecture and he's talking about how Krishna is the taste of the water. It was a big turnout. I mean, the hippie movement was still going very strong, and San Francisco was the mecca for the hippies. Haight-Ashbury neighborhood was still buzzing with hippies, and so thousands and thousands of hippies came, turned out, and they were hearing Prabhupada. It's a huge crowd of mostly hippies hearing Prabhupada speak and all their hippie regalia, you know, all decked out as hippies. It was quite a scene. And but Prabhupada made Krishna consciousness, he showed us how easy it was actually to be Krishna conscious. He said, every one of you are drinking water once, twice, thrice, more than that every day. He said, if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, then immediately you become Krishna conscious. So he said, to become Krishna conscious is not a very difficult job. Simply it requires practice. He painted such a wonderful picture, and everybody was just in awe to hear this great self-realized soul who could see Krishna at every minute tell us how we could experience Krishna at every minute. It was really amazing. And then he also said the light, how Krishna is the light of the sun. So it was really just an amazing, and of course you can hear it on the MP3, you can hear that lecture now. The MP3 set recording, you know. Look under the Ratha Yatra Festival lectures in 71 in San Francisco. You can hear the lecture. You can read it in the Vedabase too. The text is there. But to actually, you know, be there and the first time you see Prabhupada and you hear him speaking, oh, it's such an amazing experience. A really, really amazing experience. I just went deep, 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 deep into my heart. So I realized by the mercy of this great personality, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. I wasn't initiated yet, but I got initiated a month later. I was 1 month, in those days you had to be 6 months chanting 16 months, not a year like now. But I was only 5 months, so the other boy has got initiated, but not me. But a month later, I did get Diksha. Prabhupada had left the U.S. He was in London. He initiated me by letter from London on August 12th. But it was such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful vision that actually it's not at all difficult to be Krishna conscious. If we think it's difficult, it is simply our illusion. It's the easiest thing in the world. I mean, how many times do you drink water, especially in the summer? I mean, how many times? Even Prabhupada said, any liquid thing. How many times do we drink liquids? You see? Every time you drink some liquid thing, you simply remember, very nice taste, Krishna. In fact, Prabhupada also on another occasion speaking about this same principle, he said, even the drunkard on the street, if he thinks, this wine, if you tell him the taste of the wine is Krishna, and he says, it is very nice taste, Krishna. Prabhupada says he becomes the greatest yogi. If he can think the taste of the wine is Krishna, he becomes the greatest yogi, Prabhupada says. So just see the mercy. Just see the mercy. Even a drunkard on the street become a great yogi. You see? Just by remembering this principle. Many people, I have this e-course, the Ultimate Self-Realization course, and I get thousands and thousands of people signed up, and now we're 14,600 and something now. Every day it just keeps inching forward, and then soon we'll hit 15,000, and it keeps growing and growing. So this is a very common question. How do I stay Krishna conscious when I'm at work? Well, do you drink water when you're at work? Do you drink water? Sure you do. Well, every time you drink some water, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You see? So it's not difficult. You just have to do it. That's all you got to do. You just have to do it. Whenever you drink water or some juice, some milk, any liquid thing. But don't drink the wine. Okay, that instruction is for the drunkards, not for us. Well, Prabhupada said, so man, I'm going to drink some wine, man. No. That's for the junkers, not for us. Let's see. So, just if we simply remember that taste of the liquid thing, that is Krishna, then immediately we become reconnected with the eternal nature of the self. You see. Right now, we are in anxiety because we are not connected with our actual selves. From the very beginning of life, we are misguided. If I told you, just like you have that striped jacket on, you see right now. If I told you your whole life, you are that jacket. Now you be a good jacket. Now today you're being a very bad jacket. Stop being a bad, now you be a good jacket. You see. And you actually believe that you were that jacket. And what happens if you ripped it, if you had to throw it away? I mean, your whole conception of reality would be shattered. You'd be put into a complete psychological devastation. You see? But that's how we're being trained. When you come out of the womb, what do they say? Look, it's a boy, it's a girl. And that's the first thing you hear. And they say, now you be a good little boy, you be a good little girl. You see, from the very beginning, you're being programmed to think that you're something that you're not. You're being programmed to think that you are a lump of flesh and blood. My God, what a delusion. You see, being programmed from the very beginning. And then that body is sick and dying. And, what wherever you be psychologically, you'll be completely devastated, totally distraught. I'm dying. You see? So, it is a great disservice to the living being to not properly educate him as to his actual spiritual identity, his actual transcendental identity. Therefore, the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, the teachings of Lord Sri Krishna, are of the utmost importance in the human society. This should be taught by every parent. Should be taught in every school, in every university. It should be presented in every movie, in every radio program, in every TV show, in every novel, in every... This knowledge should be all pervasive in the society. We should be reinforced by every billboard, every magazine article, everywhere. We should be reinforced, but in the actual transcendental identity of the self. But the sad fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that just the opposite is the fact. This false bodily concept we are being bombarded with it through every channel, every media channel that exists in the world. Government, education, entertainment, every single channel, we are being bombarded with the false conception that we are this body. And therefore, people are very unhappy. People go crazy. Like in Connecticut, Manny went crazy. People thought he was a good guy. He went crazy, he took a gun, he shot 20 little children dead in the elementary school. What to speak of, in the U.S. every year they murder 1.4 million babies every year. What, 20 children is nothing. The U.S. authorizes, the U.S. government has allowed the people in the U.S. to murder 1.4 million babies every year. It's called abortion. They cry over 20 children. What about the 1.4 million that they say it's okay to murder every year? They say it's okay. You know, just like you blow your nose and throw away the tissue. You're going to have an abortion and throw away the tissue. Is it? So what kind of society do we live in? You see? The animals don't do that to their children. The human society, due to the false conception of the bodily conception, they have become lower than animals. That's a fact. This human society has descended to a level lower than the beasts. I remember when I was a little kid, we had a dog named Mamie. She had about 7 little puppies. She didn't kill them. She took very good care of her little baby puppies. Very affectionate. She would keep them very clean, feed them nicely. She didn't kill their little puppy doggies, you see. But we human beings, we've become so advanced, we kill our children. And we think we're very, very advanced. So this is all due to the false bodily conception of the soul. They do not understand that the spirit soul enters at the time of conception. And the living being is there from the very beginning of pregnancy. This they do not understand. Therefore, the whole world is becoming overburdened with all of this sinful karma. The whole thing is caving in on us. Global warming, desertification, which means more and more arable land is turning into desert every single year on this planet. This place is turning into a hell, you see. Drought, floods, nature, there's plenty of water, but it's not balanced. This nature is no longer balanced. The whole thing is being thrown out of balance. Just like there was that flood in New York City, the subways were flooded with water. The hurricane devastated New York City. And as this global warming, you see, increases, more and more disruptions will be there. Unnatural disasters, it's called adi-daivic miseries, will increase. Because of this burden of sin, we are being punished. There's no reason for this. If we can simply take to Krishna consciousness, become reestablished in the transcendental nature of the self, become very, very happy and satisfied by remembering the Lord, by chanting the Lord's names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. The whole atmosphere will be transformed. This planet will become paradise, literally, and become paradisial. I see. Here in Australia, you have such a huge tract of land, and desert land, that we can become green. If everybody chants Hare Krishna, the green part of Australia will grow instead of shrinking. You see. Everywhere, nature will flourish, you see. The climate will become balanced. I mean, it was just the whole tendency the nature is taking right now is simply a karmic reaction for all of the sinful activities we're doing. I was just in Mauritius. Abortion was illegal there, but they just legalized it. They wanted to keep up with all the, quote, progressive nations, unquote, you see. They've just legalized abortion now in Mauritius. It's a great pity. So, if one is satisfied by Krishna consciousness, then he becomes very peaceful, becomes very happy, and he becomes full of love. He doesn't want to see that anyone is suffering in any way, even a little ant or a cockroach. If there's a cockroach, he won't like step on it. He'll pick up the cockroach and very carefully not to hurt it, and he'll throw it outside, you see. So one who becomes Krishna conscious, who connects with the Lord, he becomes very peaceful, very happy, very compassionate to all living beings. This we saw, and especially in our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. So Prabhupada has given us this wonderful process of how we also can develop saintly qualities, how we can develop spiritual vision, spiritual realization, how we can become completely Krishnaized in our consciousness, how we can experience Krishna everywhere, within everything, and everything within Krishna. We simply have to follow these wonderful, wonderful teachings of Srila Prabhupada. And especially we recommend all of you, you must all have a copy of Bhagavad Gita. As it is, it's available right here in our gift shop. Everyone, make sure to, if you don't have it already, make sure when you go home, before you leave the temple today, get a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's a wonderful, wonderful book with wonderful color plates. Oh, it's so beautiful. Illustrations. Very nicely bound. Very high quality book. At a very inexpensive price for the quality. It has the original Sanskrit. It has the word-for-word translation. And it has the wonderful, wonderful purports of Srila Prabhupada. If you will purchase, if you don't already have, if you already have, everyone should every day read Bhagavad Gita. At least one verse. Even 5 minutes a day. Please, please, I'm begging you, set aside at least 5 minutes every day to read Bhagavad Gita. By doing that, gradually, you will awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness within your heart. And you become qualified to see God directly. Eventually, you'll become qualified to see God directly, face to face. So I think we end at 7 o'clock. Are there any questions? Someone has some questions. Well, read the next verse then. Punyaganda pratyavamcha tejas tashmi vibhavaso jivanam sarva buddheshu tapaschasmi tapasvishu. Krishna says, I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat and fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penances of all ascetics. Purport. Punya means that which is not decomposed. Punya is original. Everything in the material world has a certain flavor or fragrance. As the flavor and fragrance in a flower are in the earth, in water, in fire, in air, etc. The uncontaminated flavor, the original flavor, which permeates everything, is Krishna. Similarly, everything has a particular original taste, and this taste can be changed with a mixture of chemicals. So everything original has some smell, some fragrance, and some taste. Vibhavasu means fire. Without fire, we cannot run factories, we cannot cook, etc. And that fire is Krishna. The heat in the fire is Krishna. According to Vedic medicine, indigestion is due to a low temperature in the belly. So even for digestion, fire is needed. In Krishna consciousness, we become aware that earth, water, fire, air, and every active principle, all chemicals and all material elements are due to Krishna. The duration of man's life is also due to Krishna. Therefore, by the grace of Krishna, man can prolong his life or diminish it. So Krishna consciousness is active in every sphere. This reminds me of another point. Prabhupada was one time lecturing in Los Angeles, and he explained what is the significance of becoming initiated. He said that deathlessness begins from the very day of initiation. So what is initiation then? Initiation means when you make a commitment to follow the process of Krishna consciousness as taught by Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was here, he initiated around 5,000 disciples. And then he instructed, before he left, he told us in May of 1977, that after he departs, the new devotees who come to this movement, they would become the disciples of his disciples. In other words, they would become the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So, initiation is when you make a formal commitment to the spiritual master. The order coming through him from Srila Prabhupada, on his order, you will chant every day at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra and japa mala beads, and you will strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. That is called initiation. You pledge to the spiritual master to follow his instructions, to chant these rounds, and to follow these four regulative principles. You make that as a lifetime vow, a lifetime commitment. Every day now, for the rest of my life, I will always chant the japa mala, and I will always avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. So that vow you make to the spiritual master of your choice, that is called initiation. And when you make that commitment, you actually revive your eternal spiritual nature. In other words, you no longer identify with your material body. At the present moment, we identify with this blood and flesh, you see. But when you get initiated, now you are formally disconnecting yourself from bodily identification, and you are formally identifying yourself as the eternal spiritual being that resides within the body. It's not some automatic thing that now you're initiated, so now you've achieved immortality. It requires that you maintain the vow. You've taken the vow to chant the mala, the japa mala, and to follow these principles. You have to do your part. The spiritual master does his part. You have to do your part. You've made the commitment. Now you have to keep your promise. If you maintain that vow, then from the very day of initiation, from the very moment when you're initiated, at that moment you actually enter into eternality, into a state of deathlessness. So Prabhupada mentions here about, by the grace of Krishna, one can prolong his life. Well, that's when you really prolong it. When you get initiated and you take your vow seriously, now you have prolonged your life to infinity. That's a pretty long life. You become deathless. Your body will die, but you will not be identified with that body, and death will not be frightening for such a person. If you have an old car and you have enough money saved up to go and trade it in and get a new one, is it? Are you unhappy? You have to go down and give it to that old bomb and get a beautiful, shiny new car. Are you unhappy? No, it's a great day. Wow, I'm going to get a new car today. So for a devotee, someone who has strictly followed this process, death is, oh wow, I'm going to get a new body today. Give it to this old clunker body, Get a brand, either a spiritual or material body, either one. A devotee, if he's completely perfect, he will go back to the spiritual world. And if he's not completely perfect, he'll be in a very first-class situation in the material world to continue serving Krishna and preaching Krishna consciousness. So either way, if he's fully mature, he'll take the spiritual world. If he's not, he'll still be in a very, very auspicious position in this material world to continue serving Prabhupada's mission here in this world. So our time has run out, and we thank you all very, very much for coming today to the Hare Krishna temple. Please make Krishna consciousness your life and soul, and I guarantee you, you'll be glad you did. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
Srimad Sankarshan Dasa Adhikari Maharaj ki jai.